ARC Force Water spokesman Kim Bremner says there have been at least three tenders in the past 6 months, but not one megalitre has been purchased by the federal government. He spoke to the ABC's Ali Felton-Taylor.
Since the state government allowed for the trading of the suballuvium licences, there over the last 18 months there's been at least 40 different trades, and these some of them have been related, but most of them have been unrelated trades. And the average price of that water for nominal megalitre has been about $1,800 a megalitre.
Is that more than you expected?
It's what the locals have been including in the price, that price of water when they're buying and selling land. And so it's not an unexpected price. It is certainly at the top end of any water that's traded in the Murray-Darling Basin.
So it's quite pricey. Describe a typical trade. You mentioned a sale of a property. Is that what's been mostly occurring?
Up until licences were tradable, most water was shifted with the land. It was connected to the land. Now that it's unhooked from the land, people can start irrigating who weren't irrigators before, or irrigators who have a small amount of water can buy in more water to increase their productivity on their farm with that water. So the trading has allowed that efficiency to increase. So we've seen more trades, and because of the good soil, the good climate, that water is very valuable in supplementing the yields that we're getting here.
So Kim Bremner, in your view, those 40 trades, has that really established a price for this area?
I think it easily has done that, and we have a price that the federal government said they needed a market price to be able to buy this water back. It's in the thousands of megalitres that we're talking about, so there's certainly a depth of trade there, and continues to be a depth of trade because there are trades still continuing. And those people who have bought that water are less likely to sell it to the government, so maybe the government will even have to pay more because they've taken their time in actually doing the buybacks.
What's your view on the current situation? Do you want action from the federal government?
We want action now because the impact of these trades has meant that the water that was originally in a sleeper or dozer form where it wasn't being used, people are purchasing these allocations legally and properly and are now using that water that probably wasn't being used 2 years ago. So because the government has delayed in doing these buybacks, we're seeing an increase in the amount of water that's being taken from the alluvium, and that's not sustainable. This needs to be fixed sooner rather than later.
So exactly the opposite situation than was intended by the government sitting on its hands in so many words and not acting and not buying into the market, the price has steadily increased.
That's exactly what's happened, and the increase in the water too has an impact on the sustainability, as well as we'll probably see an increase in the price as there is less water around.
Who are you calling on particularly to take some action in this situation?
Yeah, we've been speaking to the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, and we've been talking to the department that looks after the buybacks. But I think it's really time for Ian McFarlane to step up, and it's in his electorate. This has been a delayed response from government. He's a very senior member of the federal government. It's time he put his hand up and got things moving.
The federal member for Groom, Ian McFarlane, says he's been in close contact with Kim Bremner for years and appreciates that he's a straight shooter, but he does not agree that the government has been stalling on buybacks.
Well, look, I've known Kim a very long time, probably approaching 25 years, and he's a straight shooter and I accept what he says, other than the fact that we haven't been able to establish to date what the market is. I've no doubt there have been trades at $1,800, but we haven't been able to verify them at a federal level to a point where we can establish that there is a depth in the market that means that is the price for water. Kim's right, there have been three tenders. In the view of the department that was handling those tenders, the offers that came in as a result of those tenders were above market value. Now, the Parliamentary Secretary Bob Baldwin was up here recently talking to irrigators on the Darling Downs and gathering information. And when I raised this issue with him, he advised me that he is still keen to do buybacks. We have overall about 1,500 gigalitres to buy back, of which, as Kim points out, around 40 gigalitres is underground water. So we're keen to move ahead. And if Kim has information which verifies his argument, I would have thought the first person he would have sent it to was me. So I'm happy to talk to Kim about it. I'll be dropping him an email. He and I have exchanged emails pretty regularly, as I say, for 20 years. So I'm happy to have a look at it and see where it comes out.
So if it can be established that the market price, there is a market price there, the buybacks could proceed then?
Well, absolutely. And I refute the fact that the government's been sitting on its hands. As I say, we've had three tenders already. We're about to do another one. Perhaps before we do that, if we can receive information that verifies that there is a depth in the market and that price for water is around $1,800 a meg, then that's going to make our job easier, because the government is very keen to get this buyback underway. Once we have verifiable evidence that that is the price, then we can proceed. But there'll be another tender shortly, and I'd just be encouraging people who have that sort of commercial information, who are prepared to pass it on to me in confidence, to supply that information to me as soon as possible. My email address is on the website, or they can post it to my office in Toowoomba on Post Office Box 777.
Kim Bremner suggested that by unhooking water from the land, the result of that has been that there is more water on the market, more people are buying it, the price is going up. Is that potentially a concern if that pushes up the price?
Well, it's not a concern if growers are trading water at its proper value. And I think that's, water's like every other commodity, it's a tradable item. So if the market's working, then that's fine. In regard to how much the government has to pay for water, well, that's the basis of the tender, and we'll collect commercial information and base our decisions on it. It's still a new thing in terms of what the buyback price is, and everyone's feeling their way a bit. But as I say, based on the information that we have at hand, which is not necessarily the same information that Kim Bremner's talking about, because he's talking about the information that's associated with property sales and information associated with information sent to the state government, but on the basis of what the Commonwealth government has verified, the prices being offered in tenders are still too high. But as I say, if people have information to the contrary to that, we'd be more than happy to see it.